Hi, this is Paul Howard. I'm from the Surrey Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy, and I would just like to give you an opportunity to prepare your mind to change the beliefs and behaviours you have around smoking. So just find a nice, comfortable chair, or maybe lie down in your bed. At a time when you're unlikely to be disturbed, and let your eyes close down and just give yourself a moment to relax. Now what I'd like you to do is just relax each and every muscle and nerve in your toes. Let each and every muscle and nerve become loose, limp and lazy, and then let that relaxation spread all the way back to your heels. As you relax each and every muscle and nerve in your feet, letting every single muscle and nerve become calm, peaceful and lazy. And then let that relaxation spread up all the way up to your knees as you relax each and every muscle and nerve in your calves, letting every single muscle and nerve become calm, peaceful and letting go. That's good. Really giving yourself a moment to let go. Allowing that relaxation to spread all the way back to your hips as you relax each and every muscle and nerve in your thighs. Letting every single muscle and nerve become calm, comfortable and letting go. And then let that relaxation spread up into your stomach, your abdomen, across your lower back as you relax. Down deeper, deeper relax. Down deeper, letting go. Down deeper, feeling good. Letting that relaxation become so calm, comfortable and lazy. And perhaps you can notice a heaviness in your legs. Or maybe even a tingling sensation. That's perfectly right. That's nothing to worry about. That's just hypnosis coming upon you. Calm, comfortable and lazy. And then let that relaxation spread up into your chest, your shoulders and across your upper back as you relax. Down deeper, deeper relax. Down deeper, letting go. Down deeper, feeling good. Letting that relaxation spread down your arms, past your elbows, all the way down to your wrists and then into your hands and fingers and fingertips as you relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Calm, comfortable and letting go. And then let that relaxation become so profound. Perhaps you can notice how your breathing has calmed right down as you relax your mind and your body, so you can just allow your breathing to calm down with you. Calm, comfortable and lazy. And then let that relaxation spread up into your neck, your ears, the back of the head, the scalp and the forehead as you relax deeper and deeper. Letting every single muscle and nerve in your neck, your ears, the back of the head, the scalp and the forehead become loose, limp and lazy. That's right. Really giving permission to let go. Letting that relaxation spread up into your chin, your lips, your cheeks, and across your nose as you relax each and every muscle and nerve in your face, letting each and every muscle and nerve become calm, relaxed, and lazy. That's good. And then finally allow that relaxation to spread up into your eyes and eyelids, to all those tiny little muscles and nerves in and around your eyes and eyelids. As you relax your eyes and eyelids so much, they just don't work. The more you try to open them, the tighter they're locking shut, letting your eyes and eyelids feel heavy, droopy, drowsy, and weary. That's right. Really giving yourself permission to relax and let go, and drift deeper and deeper down. And now I'd like your inner mind to become fully conscious of your smoking behavior. The aspect of your life that you'd now like to change. And when your subconscious mind is prepared to learn something new, a far more appropriate strategy for coping with your life, it can just let you relax even deeper. Now you see, your conscious mind knows that you want to be a non-smoker and to break the smoking habit. Now, for some time, you may have realized that in life there are the select few who succeed when they undertake new challenges. They focus their minds on what they really want. And no matter what may occur along the way, they utilize their own personal inner resources to achieve those goals. You might say they invest in themselves and their own abilities, and that enables them to win in their lives. But unfortunately, there are others who in a way lose, simply because they choose not to invest in themselves. In a way, they simply don't care. They never really realize their own potentials. They choose not to be responsible for their life, and therefore they lose. They just don't appear to care enough or value themselves. But you do care, and that is what to some extent makes you a winner in your own way, which is one of the reasons that you've now chosen to stop smoking and to become and remain a non-smoker. You've decided to give yourself a chance to succeed, an opportunity. You've chosen your life, your health, and your future. You choose to stop smoking now and to break that smoking habit. You've chosen to become and remain a non-smoker. And you're so proud and pleased that you've chosen to make that extraordinary investment in yourself. Now, the first time you smoked, the first time you ever inhaled smoke, you probably felt dizzy and needed to cough, because your body did not want and did not like that poisonous smoke inside of you. It didn't then, and you know what? It doesn't now. And you realize it never will. And when in the past you felt dizzy or wanting to cough, that's your body trying to tell you something to stop it. Please stop it. It's choking me. It's suffocating me. It's poisoning me. It makes me feel sick. Please stop it. But for some reason, you continued. And later, smoking became a part of your life. So when you first made a decision to quit, you found it a little tough to stop, because your mind and your body did not recognize that you were now stopping. But in your own inner trance state, your subconscious mind now does fully understand that you no longer smoke. And your subconscious mind can communicate that wonderful learning to every other part of your mind and body. Of course, since your body always knew how to enjoy your life without smoking, there'll be no need for any signs or symptoms of withdrawal. If anything, your body will feel pleased, relieved, thrilled that you chose to become and stay a non-smoker. Now, of course, in the past, you used to smoke. And that as far as you're concerned, smoking for you is just a thing of the past. Something you used to do that is now no longer part of your life. It's behind you now, like a gradually fading memory. Just a thing of the past. It's in your past, a slowly fading memory. You go through your daily life, and for long stretches of time, you can just choose to forget about smoking. Even if you see other people smoking, smoking means absolutely nothing to you. It is a fact of life that others smoke. But other people smoking means nothing to you. If anything, you feel a little sorry for those smokers trying to cope with their lives by intentionally poisoning themselves. But then you feel wonderful about yourself, as you know, you've chosen your life's health and future. And if anybody offers you a cigarette or you're asked if you smoke, you'll be pleased and delighted to say, "No thanks, I don't smoke." And each time you say that, your determination to become a non-smoker will be reinforced 1,000 times over. In any event, I'm going to suggest to both your subconscious and your conscious mind, you're going to have no interest in smoking. And I'd like your subconscious mind to make these suggestions part of your new inner reality. A part of your inner world. So you will have no interest in smoking when you wake up in the morning. No interest in smoking when you're lying in or when you get up out of bed. No interest in smoking with your first cup of tea or coffee or whatever you have in the morning. You will have no interest in smoking, getting yourself ready in the morning. No interest in smoking after your breakfast. And when you stay in, no matter what you do, where you are, who you're with, or how you are feeling, you have no interest in smoking. And when you're outdoors, you have no interest in smoking. And you have no interest in smoking when you're travelling. It doesn't matter if you're travelling by car, bus, train, plane, and boat. And even if you are walking, you just have no interest in smoking. And you have no interest in smoking when you're taking breaks from work. Whatever you've been doing, you have no interest in smoking. And after your meals, you have no interest in smoking. And I want you to know that there'll be no need for you to put on any extra weight, because there's no need to substitute food or anything else for the cigarettes you've left in the past. You substitute nothing. If anything, you'll have better control of your eating habits too. You have no interest in smoking when you're drinking or socializing, be it family, friends, colleagues, or even total strangers. You have no interest in smoking when you're drinking or socializing, and that's all there is to it. You know that you are a non-smoker, which means that you don't have to smoke. In fact, you're determined to never touch tobacco in any form, ever again. You've decided never to touch tobacco in any form whatsoever. Now, like every ex-smoker, you might have the occasional thought about smoking. And as a non-smoker, you'll recognise and treat that thought, just like a passing idea. No need to fight the thought. You can just let it drift by. So that very quickly your mind will refocus onto something else, a lot more appropriate for you. So you can choose to just forget about smoking. Sure, in the understanding that you are now a non-smoker, which means that you never smoke. You understand now at a deep subconscious level that those old beliefs you've held since you were young are just not important to you now. Your conscious mind knows that smoking does not make you look good or feel good in any way. And your subconscious mind takes these new understandings deep down into your inner mind, so you just have no reason to smoke. You don't need to even think about smoking. And if you bother to consider it at all, you imagine all the fantastic benefits you'll now experience as a non-smoker, the cash in your pocket, the social benefit, the fact that in life there are winners and losers, and you prefer to be a winner in your life, that you're no longer controlled or manipulated by tobacco, but above all, that fantastic feeling of well-being, the feeling that tells you that you are free. Free of the burden of smoking. The burden of smoking that you've left in the past. And you will really enjoy that feeling of freedom that comes from being a non-smoker. It will feel as if a weight or burden has been lifted off your chest and shoulders. And now that you're no longer deliberately putting tobacco smoke into your body, your health gets a big boost. In fact, you'll become physically fitter and healthier in every way. Another wonderful benefit is that now the oxygen supply to your body and mind has been purified, and your mind will be clearer. And that means that your mind becomes clearer and clearer, letting your body become increasingly more relaxed every day. And you'll become a lot more relaxed, not only in your body, but you become more relaxed about yourself, about the world around you. And the days and the weeks and the months go by, and you become ever more clear in your mind, ever more relaxed in your body. Now that you are a non-smoker, you will find you are dealing better with anything, anybody, and any situation you have to handle within your daily life. And this is because you are coping more calmly, more relaxed, and more confidently. You'll definitely have greater self-control in other areas of your life too. Greater control over the way you think, feel, and greater control over the way you do things, over the way that you behave. Altogether, you will feel as if a weight, a burden has been lifted off your shoulders. And it has. The burden of smoking that you've left in the past, where it will remain permanently. That's good. So now in a moment, I'm going to bring you up, and on the count of five, eyelids open, fully aware. One, slowly, calmly, easily and gently, returning to your full awareness once again. Two, each nerve and muscle in your body is loose, limp and relaxed and feeling wonderfully good. Three, from head to toe, you're feeling perfect in every way. Four, your eyes are beginning to feel sparklingly clear, like being bathed with fresh spring water. And on the next number now, eyelids open, fully aware. And five, open your eyes, take a deep breath, and stretch.